Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you be? Are you having fun? Did you have fun this weekend? Happy belated Father's Day for all of you guys, for our parents, for our fathers. So hopefully you had a wonderful day. But besides being Father's Day, it was also summer solstice day. That is when the day and the night is equal, it's in balance, same number of hours in daily and night. It's always been, I've always celebrated the equinoxes, the solstice, and it marks a starting point for me. It's like you can say in the winter equinox or in the fall, I'm going to something new. I'm going to start a new challenge. You can set targets for that. Or from now until winter equinox, I will have this done. I will have that done. And let nature help you. But now with the solstice, there's also a lot of energy that's coming down onto the planet. And when that happens, it's due to so many things outside of this planet, such as the solar flares. Have you noticed how you've been feeling lately today? Between Saturday and today, the energies have been quite heavy, and a lot of people have had the need to just rest. I know that because when my dog spends all day sleeping, I know there's a lot of activity going on out there. A lot of energies are coming down. And then she wakes up and she's awake and she's like, I'm ready to play now. But she's literally slept since about 10 o'clock in the morning until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Usually when I go upstairs to see her, because my office is in the basement, she wakes up and she's always around me, but not today. Today she was just laying down. So how are you doing with your body? How are you treating yourself? What are you doing to, there's nothing, first of all, number one, there is nothing wrong with your body, no illnesses, unless it's something previous. Then, of course, go get checked by the doctor, of course. I'm not a medical advisor or a doctor or anything like that. But be aware of what's going on outside of you. The energies are heavy. If you feel tired, if you feel exhausted, give yourself a break. Heal your body. And it's not something about taking pills or anything like that. It's more about just being in the space, being in the moment, grounding yourself in nature. If you go out and just walk on the grass, sit under a tree, read a book under a tree. I know it's a little bit hot and heavy out there. It's very humid. But if you can do that, if that's what your body wants, let it have it. You guys know how to do body tests where you stand hip distance, feet apart, and then you ask yes, no questions, and your body moves forward if it's a yes, or first of all, you baseline yourself and you ask your body, show me yes, and it will either move forward or backwards, and then you say, show me no, and it will move the opposite direction, and then that's how you start asking your body. That's how you start talking to your innate. So if you were to, you got to be hydrated. If you were to stand up right now and have foot distance, hip distance as you stand, your feet, separate and it's hip distance, and then you ask, body, show me yes. And then your body will either go forwards or will go backwards. And then you say, body, show me no. And then you go forwards or you go backwards. Higher, because there's something within us, and then your body might go forward or some might go backwards, depending, and that would be a yes or a no, depending on what the yes or no is, right? Or you can say, body, are we being affected by the energies coming in? And then your body will tell you. This is how you start being friends with your body, listening to your body. And this is another thing. If you, for example, if you are hungry, but you're not sure that you are hungry or not, you know how sometimes we get this, we desire to eat something, but after we eat it, we're still not satisfied. There was something else. It wasn't that. Ask your body. You go to the refrigerator. You look at everything. You say, body, help me choose what you want to eat. And then you hold each and every jar or box or whatever it is that you want, that you think you might want to eat. And you ask, body, do you want to eat it? And then, you know, according to the yes or no, then you put it aside and you go on to the next one. Also, this is a good way, really, to test and see if you really need to take all the pills you're taking in the morning. My mom, she used to take cinnamon pills, raspberry pills or something like that. She used to take, I don't know, approximately 10 or so supplements a day. And I used to watch her, vitamin D, vitamin C, all these vitamins, and all, you know, and why? Because she saw it on TV. So I asked, Mom, can we do something with you? And she said, what? Don't we ask your body if you really need all those pills? And then she says, what do you mean? So I showed her how to do this. And then for most of the pills she was taking, her body will say no. Her body will say no. It's not a one-time thing. You don't ask it one time and then you take it as gospel. It's every time. If you take the pills on a daily basis, the way you ask your body is, body, do we need this pill today? And then your body will say yes or no. And then the next morning you say the same thing, body, do we need this pill today? And if you go to the store, you do the same thing. You don't have to open the box. You don't have to have the pill in your hand. You just have to hold the box in front of your chest and say, body, will this be a benefit to you? And then your body will say yes or will say no. It was funny because we were in Plano, Texas, and a business trip, and it was the weekend. And a friend of mine says, I need to dye my hair. But, she didn't trust the hair salons there to pay that much money for to dye her hair and not know the quality of work. She said, I'm going to go ahead and try doing it myself. And I said, sure, why not? It's not that hard. And then she said, what color should I do? Should I do the same color? She was kind of like strawberry blonde the last time she used a hair dye. And I said, well, I don't know. Let's go to the store and let's ask your body. So she picked what she thought her color was. And I said, ask your body. And she goes, how? So I showed her what I just told you guys. And the first box, the body says, no. The second box, the body says, no. On the fifth box or so, the body says yes, and it was way darker than what she initially thought she was. So we go and she does the treatment in her hair, and my gosh, does she look good? When you listen to your body with what it wants to eat, what it wants to wear, what the color it wants to be, oh my gosh, it's going to be really good on you. If it's medicinal, your body knows better. There was this guy who started doing this. My mentor told me this story, Gary Douglas. He was doing this, started doing this body testing. And also, you guys can Google body testing in YouTube and you will find samples how to do this. But anyways, this guy went to his doctor. And the doctor, his general doctor or whatever, and the doctor prescribed medicine. And then he went and he filled out the medicine. And when he asked his body, do we need to take this today? And the body just recoiled like 3 feet back. I mean, the body couldn't have done this fast enough. And then the body one more time, body, do we? Would this be good? And he did it again, only this time he went further back. And he says, that's weird. I never had that happen to me. So he contacted my mentor, and my mentor said, I would go get a second to a second doctor to see what's going on there. So the guy listened, and he went to see another doctor, and he told him about the prescription he got from the other one. He goes, the new doctor said, "I'm so glad you came to see me, and you told me about this, because had you taken this, you would have been dead by now." So the body knew better than the man. The body's more aware. The body was recoiling, because if he was to take that pill, he would have died. And of course, the body don't want to die. The body loves to be alive, loves the sensuality. That's why we're here. So pay attention to your body. And just because you're feeling it, and right now, another thing that's going on right now, because of the energies coming in and solstice being here, a lot of people are releasing a lot of junk from their bodies, from their past, from their present lifetime. And a lot of us have been picking that up because we are like DirecTV dishes. We capture transmissions from all over the place, from everybody that we know, and even those people that we do not know, we capture what's going on, the intensity to the body. So as people are going through release of emotions, feelings, our body starts getting these pain, this intensity, and then we start taking painkillers. But since it's not ours, you can take as many painkillers as you want, and it's not going to help you because it's not ours. We're just taking it away from the people for whatever reason. And the first thing you have, if you have an intensity in your body, the first thing you should do is, "Buddy, what is this? Who does it belong to?" And don't forget that the earth is going through amazing, amazing, amazing changes right now. And if it's not a who, it's a what. What does it belong to? Throughout lifetime, we have been taking and taking and taking from the earth. We take her nourishment, we take the shelter, we take everything from her. But we do not give back. So when she needs some energy, that to each individual being, not just humans, but each individual being, animals, plants, everything, are here on this planet for a reason. We provide a certain vibration to the earth. And only you have, so when the earth gives you some intensity in your body, it's because she needs something from you. Okay? So all you have to do is, I contribute whatever energy the earth requires. And then you just imagine yourself giving energy to the earth, giving energy to the earth. And then that will stop the hurt in your body. And then you say, "I return to sender with consciousness attached." You can also say that, but if you just watch it go from you to her, if it's a what, then you just watch it go from you to her, and then the intensity will listen. Because you are that powerful, you are that special to the earth, that only you in the body. Now, when the intensity is a who, then it's because for some reason you have taken somebody else's intensity away from the body, and you have taken it yours. Is it because you are able to handle the pain better than they are? Or is it because you made a promise to take care of them so that they do not suffer? Whatever it is, it doesn't help you any, and it doesn't help them any. Because you cannot take away, all you do is take away the pain, but they keep creating more pain in their body. So they have to be aware of the reason, the value they're creating, that pain, that intensity in their body, if they're going to do anything about it. But if all you do is take it away, take it away, take it away, you're not helping them and you're not helping you, and both of you will end up with a lot of pain in their body. Once again, if you have an intensity in the body, it's who or what does it belong to? And as soon as you ask it, the intensity will go away. But you have to be willing to let it go. And if you don't know, do a body test. Buddy, is this pain mine? is this intensity on my leg? Is this intensity on my knee? Is it mine? And then you will get a yes or you will get a no. Okay? So be aware of that. And be aware that it's okay when you say return to sender with consciousness attached, you're not hurting them. What you're doing is you're saying, okay, here's your intensity, and this is why you're getting that intensity. Choice to let that go or not. But until they choose to let it go, it's not going to go away. And you taking it away is not helping any. So be aware of that, okay? So with the solar flares and the heavy energy, this is also going to be, if you're not hydrating, make sure you do. If that is one thing, when energies come in, this intensity, these heavy energies come in, you have to be hydrated so that they just roll through and they go to the earth. That's what they're here for. They're not here to harm you. They're not here to do anything for you. But you have to be hydrated because water conducts electricity, right? And it conducts the energy so that it flows easier and it flows better. That's why the advice to always hydrate is always there. Okay? So make sure that you're hydrated. Make sure you do listen to your body. Do the body test. If you don't have any, if you think your awareness is not up to par that you can listen to your body, learn to do the body test and Google it, watch it, and you will be able to do it. It's not that hard. Believe me, it's not that hard. And your body will thank you for it. So let's go ahead and give you guys so that you're able to handle this. The energy coming in with more ease to your life and living the reality in your body. And you just need that break right now. Okay? So let's go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. If you're driving or operating heavy machinery, please do not listen to this. The energies will be recorded and you can listen to this anytime you want to. But it's best not to be doing any driving or operating heavy machinery in case you it's too much for you and we don't want to put you in jeopardy, okay? Join us whenever you can, but not right now. So go ahead and take a deep breath again and exhale. One more time. Exhale. And this time, let's go ahead and imagine growing out of your feet. Deep and wide. Deep and wide. And pull energy from the earth up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Allow the energy to be even. Let it open your crown. Imagine a flower opening from the butt to a full-grown flower. And allow the energies from Creator to come in and around your body. Drop your barriers. Whatever you might have an intensity, give it up to the energy. Give up the intensity so the energies can transmute it. The energies will know what to do with them. And everywhere that you have any attachments to anybody, for everybody, so that you take care of their intensity. Allow the energy to cut those ties. ownership and make choices that are going to benefit them. Now is the time to cut all that. Now is the time to let go. And as we do this, imagine creating the reality you're creating and what it will look like in the next year. Looking at the future in a year's time. While at the same time, let's disconnect from the collective consciousness of having to suffer and having to assist others. And let's go ahead and plug you into unconditional love and abundance. Future look like in a year's time. Forward 4 years. Now we're in year five. What does your future look like in 5 years? What are you doing? Who are you being? Who are you with? What else would you like to be creating? Ask the energies for that. They're here to serve you. Don't like as you see a year from now or 5 years from now. Ask the energies for to help you so that you bring more of what you're looking for. This is your life. This is your reality. Playing to win. Now, in order to actualize what we started, let's go ahead and ground the energies. Ground, ground, ground. And allow the energies from the mother to come up your roots, your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Ground, ground, ground. Make sure to do the grounding exercise and daily. Here you go. Wow, that was tough. When you're ready, rub your hands together, rub your face, and open your eyes. Take a deep breath. And exhale. Okay. So make sure to stay grounded, please. In order for you to actualize what you're creating, you need to co-create with the earth. And you need to allow. If you listen to this again, go ahead and do it. The energies are embedded in the recording. And make sure to ground, ground, ground. This is good exercise. Be as clear as you can be with what you see happening a year from now, 5 years from now. Be as detail-oriented as you can possibly be. And that will help you with what it is that you truly want. And if you are not seeing what you desire, call the energies to assist you. That's what they're here for. They're here to co-create with you. We create these energies. We call them. Allow them to come in. Allow them to work with you. You are the creator. Pay attention to your body. Pay attention what it tells you. You need your beautiful body in order for you to create and co-create futures. So pay attention to your body. Listen to it. And eventually you're going to start getting this. You're going to be friends with your innate. And you're going to know before anything happens what your body requires of you. You and your body are the team. You cannot leave your body behind unless you decide to go. So be aware of what you are creating in your life, okay? And it's been a pleasure. It was a beautiful activation. Have a great week, my friends. I will see you again next Monday. Bye-bye.